time to continue our conversation on the cavalcade of the arts and events across northern Minnesota. This morning, we are checking in with Betty Firth. She's the program coordinator at the Ely Folk School. Betty, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. So I see there's a couple of things going on already today in Ely. Tell us what's going on at the Folk School today and the rest of the month.
Well, today we're finishing up the second day of a two-day class in making a blanket coat or a capote. And actually, I'm teaching that class with Heidi Breaker. And we're having a great time. What we put it out is how to make a traditional capote class without using a pattern. Mm. And so people could learn how to really understand the construction of the garment. And it's a very forgiving garment, too, because it's pretty loose. It's not very tailored. But everybody or people could bring, they could bring a blanket or they could bring fabric. And we have three very different weights of material, and everybody chose to do a little different style. So it's been very creative and fun. So today we're going to be finishing cutting and sewing up the coats.
Wow. See, we learned something new, John, a capote.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a coat made of a blanket.
Right. Traditionally, they were made with the Hudson Bay coat,
okay,
with the stripes,
yeah,
I mean the blankets with the stripes. And there's quite a bit of variation within those too. There can be with fringe and tassels and or not.
And do you line them?
They do not have to be lined.
Okay.
Nope. If one woman who's using a lighter weight fabric will be lining hers.
Sure.
So what else is going on?
We also have, coming up next week is a Chaga class, all about Chaga, on Tuesday with Allison Austin and a new teacher who was taught just this last month is offering two classes in wire wrapping. One is making wire work rings and earrings, and the other one is making wire wrap pendants, and it's just beautiful work. So that's coming up next week, Thursday and Friday.
All right.
And I'm seeing you a holiday party tomorrow, is that right?
Yes, from 3 to 5. We're going to have a holiday open house. We'll have live music, some door prizes. We're going to have a kind of retrospective and photographs showing on a large screen. From photographs from throughout the time the Folk School has been open since spring of 2015. And, of course, some good food and we'll have some live music. So it should be fun. We invite everybody to stop by.
So, Betty, we're kind of doing an informal survey. What's your favorite Christmas cookie?
Long-time favorite cookie was from my childhood, which I don't make anymore because they are really time-consuming, but they are cutout cookies. And they were of a dough that was not very sweet. It was a sturdy dough, so you could hang them on the Christmas tree.
But you
we had particular cutters that were from the four McBee sisters. They had directions that were very particular about exactly how to decorate them and exactly what color red to use, which you had to order from them.
Oh, my gosh.
So they're very, very fancy. Lots of frosting with all the decorations.
So
I was thinking of making some for the holiday party tomorrow, but we'll see if I have time.
Would you still follow all the rules?
Yes, except I don't have their Christmas red.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And so, okay, so they're sturdy so they can be on a tree, but that you can still eat them.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The dough is not very sweet, but it's compensated by pounds of sugar on each one.
So if you did follow the guidelines, what does the end product look like?
Well, there was a set of cookie cutters. That
yeah.
One was a Santa, his face. So, and they're pretty large, too, which is another thing that you're putting a lot of everything into each cookie. When was a Santa? When was a star? When was a Christmas tree? And they were not just outlines like a lot of the cookie cutters. They were had a lot of detail in them.
Oh.
So, and one was, and then I had Gingerbread Man also. I think that was it.
Okay, so I'm sorry to keep going this, but detail, because would you smash something into the cookie then to have detail, or was there many blades, kind of, so to speak, within the cutter?
Yes. It was a shape. If you think of, making cast wax something or whatever, the cookie cutter itself wasn't open. It was a solid cookie cutter with dimension, with variation, with topography, if you will.
All right. Very well put. That's good for radio.
Yeah.
Okay, you got to tell us the name of this again so we can look it up. What is it? Who is it?
Well, I don't know. I haven't tried to Google it in recent years. It was the Four McBee Sisters.
The Four
McBee
mm-hmm. Sisters.
And they were, the directions were just priceless, because it was like scolding. You could just picture these like older women just saying, you must use our Christmas wrap for Santa. Anything else is not authentic and will not do.
Well, I can't decide if that would be a good thing for you, John, or not, because I think you'd get just obsessed.
Well, I want to see the cutters. I want to see those cookie things. That's why I want to look it up.
Okay.
And then you have to have a frosting applicator. Either the kind we used was a metal one with I don't even know what you call it, that you squeeze it out.
Oh, yeah, just a little.
You can get tubes that are, like pastry tubes or something, but, yeah.
Wow.
So it's a commitment.
Boy, everything was serious business around the McBee sisters' house.
That's right. No messing around.
Yes. I think you have to do this now that you've unearthed
it's
this memory.
No doubt. The whole world knows now.
Well, if I make some, I will send you one.
Okay. Oh, that would be great.
All right. And I also wanted to mention that about the folk school that we're going to be taking a break over the holidays. So, pretty much closed as far as open hours between December 15th and January 13th. And then we'll be gearing up for the Winter Festival, which is February 7th to the 17th. And we'll probably have around 20 classes going on during that time.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think that's a great idea. You deserve a little break there. And then since the Winter Fest is such a big deal there, that's cool.
And I will be...
It's a wonderful time to visit Ely.
I will be going to the mailbox every single day.
Oh, stop it. Don't guilt.
No pressure.
You must
pressure.
Send it, just like the directions. That is
I'll just send some dough and
there
some
you go.
and directions.
You'll have a kit to do it yourself.
That's all Betty Firth, program coordinator at the Ely Folk School. Thanks, Betty.